The $1,000 KISS cash code, 8 a.m. this morning. Line your pockets with a grand. It's so simple. We'll give you the code word and the number to text to. You do that, and then you just wait. You just sit and wait for the callback. No other hoops, no other jumps, no other nothing. Speaking of hoops and jumping, you guys were down in Florida, Loren.
We were hooping and hollering.
And something happened yesterday at the very end of the trip.
Yeah.
Now, this is shocking to me because I don't know. I didn't know anything happened.
Roy has no awareness of what's going on. So we had an amazing time in Florida, okay?
Mm-hmm.
On the flight home, we're both a little quiet because we're probably got the booze blues.
As opposed to the flight there.
Oh, yeah. We were pretty loud.
And we had turbulence coming out of Charlotte because it was windy.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And so I was laughing, you know, having a good time.
We were watching some guy play Words with Friends and cheat
in
an app. But anyway, so we get back yesterday, and we're both a little quiet on the flight home. We get in the car to go back to our cars at Roy's apartment, and we're making small talk with the guy who's driving us, and no big deal. We get out of the car, and the driver gives us both our bags, and I'm saying goodbye to the driver, and then I go to turn around and say goodbye to Roy. Roy's gone.
What?
Roy has already taken his suitcase, has no use for me, and is inside the building.
What's the deal? Did you have to go to the bathroom?
Wait, yeah. So I'm like, well, all right, good times. I'll see you tomorrow. And I go to my car, and I'm like, is he mad at me? I was like, did he have enough of me this weekend? Like, he's over it, right?
Right.
I'm like, either that or I've got to keep an eye on him now because, you know, Roy has some health issues where sometimes he seizes out.
Seizures or what?
And that's not a joke.
No.
So I was concerned and I was like, okay. So I get to my car and I was like, well, let me text him like, hey, let me know what I owe you for the driver. No response.
Oh.
So then
for
like,
hours, by the
hours.
Way. Yeah.
So I'm like, all right, I give him a little bit because maybe he's just not feeling me.
Right. Right.
I get home. Hours go by. I'm like, I need to call or text him and make sure he's okay. Because I don't know if anyone's even at the apartment with him. And finally, I get a text back that's like, sorry, I was making dinner. No reference to anything. Like, doesn't say, like, sorry, I didn't say goodbye.
Oh, what's the deal?
So, let me tell you my side of it.
Okay.
So, we got off the plane. We got in the driver. I thought we're having, it was sad that it was coming to an end. And then we get out, and he hands me my bag and her bag. And I thought that was it.
You bye. Still say goodbye.
We did say our goodbye to the driver. And
you didn't say goodbye to me.
I thought I did.
A hug and hey, that was an awesome weekend. Yeah. Thanks for letting me post up at your mom's house.
But I thought I saw her walk towards her car.
No.
And so I just was like, well, I'm going to go ahead.
Standing there.
There was no walking going on, right, Lauren?
No.
Yeah.
And so I went. And then I go to the store and I started feeling the detox from no alcohol. So I started getting a little sick.
Mm-hmm.
And then I started cooking dinner. But yeah, no, I was it was finally hitting me.
Well, and that's what I thought maybe was happening at the time.
And then I get a text message going, are you okay? And I'm like, well, yeah, I'm fine. I wonder what that's about.
So everything, the goodbye was perfect for you.
Yeah, I was like, well, I wonder if she's okay. I was like, I just try to feel. And so I sent her back and then I try to continue the conversation because I was interested to see why she's, asking me why I'm okay to see if maybe there's like something else going on that I don't know about because I'm pretty clueless, clearly. And so I asked her if she's going out doing something later that evening.
Oh, yeah.
But I had no clue.
Okay, so everything went well. The goodbye was perfect for you.
Yeah.
Okay.
A little lackluster for me. It's fine.
Now hearing his reason, do you see it? Or
No, he still just took off.
Well, it's good to see that once you got back in Charlotte, everything went back to status quo.
We're happier together.
Not communicating.
In Tortuga.
Yeah. Still to come. We'll get more from you guys coming up in just about 30 minutes from now. But up next, there's a lot of things going on today. We're going to get into that. It's National Barbershop Quartet Day.
Oh, boy.
We got to find a fourth to come in here, and we'll jam out a song for you guys. We'll do that.
All right.
We'll do that coming up.
Next.
Also, wait till you hear what happened to an NRA employee at the headquarters. You can imagine when the story headline is that juicy that something crazy happened. We'll do all that coming up in 10 minutes.
Charlotte's Morning Show.
$1,000. Let's get it in your pockets. Listen, 8 a.m. today for the KISS cash code.
It's been a minute since we've talked to someone because yesterday I ran kind of our favorite moments of the show, mm-hmm. which included us naming Loren's girls.
Her puppies?
Really?
Yeah, and it was early. It was an old bit that I dug way deep into the archives for. We said we should name them Manny and Roy.
What? Oh, what? Okay. Why did we do that?
Then we took calls from other women who also named their girls. And I really like the idea, and I'd like to bring that back.
Well, that is a thing. I mean, some people do name them.
You were the one that brought that up.
Yeah.
You said, hey, it's a thing. Mm-hmm. And then I did my Marlon Brando impression for some reason. I don't know how that happened. But The Godfather.
Oh, yeah.
So, needless to say, we didn't talk to a lot of people yesterday. So, let's get the phones. Let's say hi to someone early this morning at 704-570-9595. You know, we're not going to hear from the teachers because they're sleeping. Unless they're going to the gym.
Well, yeah, it's spring break.
Yep. But what are you up to this morning? Hit us up real quick. We want to say hi to the first caller of the day at 704-570-9595. The NRA, Roy.
Yeah, the National Rifle Association.
Are you a proud member?
I'm not.
Ooh.
Should you
I
be?
I am.
Well, I don't know. Do I really need to be a part of it? I still go buy guns.
I don't know. Loren, do you need to be part of it to buy a gun?
No, you don't have to be a part of it. Okay.
What's the point of being
part
of it? Just to donate to it? I think they have enough money. I need to keep my own.
A man working for the National Rifle Association accidentally shot himself during a training session.
Whoops. This is what's not to do, kids.
The incident took place at the Pro Gun Group's headquarters in Fairfax, Virginia, during their safety training seminar.
They're in Fairfax, Virginia?
Mm-hmm.
You know, it'd be awesome if they were in Beckley, West Virginia. You know what I mean? They pick some southern place to be from.
The unidentified 46-year-old who worked at the NRA Museum was holstering his pistol when it discharged. The man suffered a minor leg wound and was taken to the hospital for treatment. Police did not expect to bring charges, they said.
I like that he was unidentified. He didn't want to be identified.
Yeah, please keep my name out of the public, would you?
That happens, man.
I told you, my best friend... in this entire world, he was my best man in my wedding on my side of the altar. He did the same thing. He was putting his pistol in a holster and ended up shooting himself through the tib fib and he shattered his ankle. It was bad.
Ooh. Wow. The tib fib.
Oh, snap. Today's National Pet Day. We should have brought our dogs in, Loren.
Oh, and I missed my woofer while we were gone.
Did you?
Mm-hmm.
Because let me tell you the move that Loren did.
Oh, geez.
While you guys were in Florida, yeah.
She would shop for another animal. She'd look at that animal, and this is what she'd say, that's going to be my next dog.
Well, that doesn't mean I have to wait for this one to go.
Where would she see it?
Oh, just out in public.
Oh.
Remember how I told you guys it was a thing? Everyone brings their animals everywhere in Florida?
It is a thing. Everybody brings their animals.
Loren has an animal stroller that we've since told her to banish from around being around us.
She may be the only one in Charlotte with an animal stroller, but not down in Florida.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. But she was shopping for Woofer's not even dead. She was shopping for another animal.
It doesn't mean I can't get another animal while Woofer's still alive.
That's true.
Everybody brings their animals to the bar, so you have a couple drinks and you're like, oh, he's cute. Oh, he's cute too. By the way, we saw a parrot in a bar and Roy put him on his shoulder.
I saw that picture. That Let's awesome. Post that up on our Insta.
Okay. I said, hello.
So anyway, 6 out of 10 Americans own pets, which I think is high. 6 out of 10 Americans own pets or have owned a pet.
They better your life.
What do you think? More cats or dogs in the U.S.?
More cats.
I'd like to say dogs, but I'm pretty sure it's
almost
cats.
10 million. 10 million more, not 10 million. 10,000 more cats. No more. Yeah. So 86.4 million cats and 78 million pets. So it is 10 million.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, so the math wasn't adding up right. There's 10 million more cats?
Okay.
Yeah. That's a lot.
They're everywhere. I mean, there's kittens just wandering the streets.
That is a lot.
David and Fort Mill, welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Wrench Show. We haven't spoken to anyone in a long time. You're our first caller of the day, David.
Well, good morning.
Good morning. What's up, bud?
Ain't nothing much. I was just headed to work this morning. And I don't live here in Fort Mill. I'm from Hickory. And it's been a while since I've been here. The job I work for actually moved me to Mexico.
Whoa.
So this is the first time I've been up here in about 3 years, and I'm remembering how much I miss the trees.
The trees. What's so special about the trees here?
Well, I will tell you that in the part of Mexico where I live, there are no trees.
How do you breathe? Yeah,
you guys don't even have palm trees?
No, there's minimal trees. Let's put it that way. Certainly palm trees, but
Yeah, I lived in Tucson, Arizona for a year, which was about, I don't know, 30 minutes to the Mexican border or 45 minutes to Nogales, Mexico. And I tell everyone, it reminded me of the background of the cartoon The Roadrunner. It was like everything was brown, brown dirt, rock, cliff, mountain, rock. And he's cactus. Right. There is no green.
Well, how do you breathe?
I live in Juarez, Mexico, so.
Yeah.
But you breathe from the trees, though.
I mean, there's oxygen, Roy. It's not like we lived in a bubble.
It's like you lived on Mars.
Yeah.
I mean, different world.
There's oxygen.
We have to carry oxygen tanks.
Down in Mexico.
Hello, David.
Good morning.
Let's hook David up with a nice breakfast or lunch at Famous Toastery.
Well, you're not running off to Mexico today, are you?
No, not until the end of the week.
Oh, good. You have plenty of time to go see our friends at Toast if you've never been. I mean, it's just amazing. You got to get their omelets.
Yeah, there's one not too far from Fort Mill on 521. You can go check them out for breakfast or lunch, okay?
You know, it's my plan to eat there today, this morning anyway.
Oh, perfect.
Well, come up here and get your meal from us first, okay?
All right, well,
all
good
right.
Deal.
Hold on a second.
Excellent day.
All right, adios, David.
Hang on, don't hang up, though.
I'm in the app.
All right.
Adios, David.
Still to come.
You got to speak to him. You got to get him ready to go back to Mexico, Roy.
Sure,
come
okay.
on. ¿Cómo estás?
So the Kardashians, they own reality TV. But now, what sister is getting another spinoff?
Oh, my
gosh. I'm going to tell you who it is. Coming up in the dirty in 3 minutes.
Check, mic check, 1, 2.
So Kendall Jenner is the latest Kardashian getting her own reality TV show.
Oh, thank God.
It's going to be called The Life of Kylie. 8 episodes.
Kylie
and
Jenner.
It will follow her through her entrepreneur career.
Thanks. I love the Kardashians.
She's a fashion designer, an author, TV star, of course, fashion icon, and she is the CEO and founder of Kylie Cosmetics. Now, it will premiere this summer, and of course, E's the one that's got you covered.
So, you're telling me that if the family gets together, because they now have like 17 TV shows.
Yeah, we should just rename the network the Kardashians.
Yeah, exactly. And like every get-together is going to include 20 cameras. I mean, they're not even going to be able to hide the cameras with how many shows are trying to capture the film.
Just about 20 minutes from now, speaking of the Kardashians, Lorraine has a new phone slam where she calls someone and tells him that his girlfriend ordered thousands of dollars out of the Dash store in New York, and she vocal fries throughout the whole thing. It's truly amazing. And a new phone slam, a good laugh for you, comes up in 20 minutes.
I need someone to sign for the package.
And he vocal fried back, which was hilarious. You just got to hear it. Don't go anywhere.
All right, so Ed Sheeran, he finally settled that lawsuit over his song Photograph. Now, if you remember, it was Photograph, they said, was a ripoff of a 2009 track called Amazing. We've got both tracks for you so you can hear the difference. But Halo Songs, they were seeking $20 million, and both sides came to an agreement, and the actual settlement was not released.
Okay.
So I don't know how much they actually got, but this is off the table now. So the first one, I believe, is Photograph.
So you can keep me inside the pocket of your ripped jeans, holding me close.
Okay, that's that.
Yep, and then Amazing.
How did you find me?
I hear it. Gordon Ramsay, he is worth $160 million, but he will not be leaving his 4 children almost anything. He's saying that he'll pay a quarter of their apartments, and that's it. They pay for their own phone, their own clothes, and they are not allowed to sit in first class.
You know who did that? Gloria Vanderbilt did that to the guy from CNN. Why can't I think of his name? The anchor on CNN.
Oh, Anderson Cooper.
Yeah, not Wolf Blitzer.
Okay.
Anderson Cooper.
Yeah,
because that's his mom.
Okay.
And so the Vanderbilts own the Biltmore.
Yeah.
Like, that's the Biltmore family. So there's tons of dough, but she told Anderson, she's like, I'm not giving you a dime. You got to go make your own way.
Yeah. Didn't Donald Trump do that with his boys? Like,
no.
Well, they're not allowed to like fly on his private jet. If they want to fly on the jet, they have to do their own thing.
They have to have their own first class.
Yeah.
Gordon Ramsay, do y'all remember the show Hotel? It was like a hotel where he critiqued hotels. It was the best show. He would stay.
He annoys me. I don't like him.
But he would stay, I'm telling you, dude, like at cockroach-ridden hotels.
Mm-hmm.
And he would go off on people. The best.
All right, so...
Did you say goodbye when at the end of a trip?
I can't think
with someone?
Yeah, right?
Yeah.
Unlike Roy?
Mm-hmm. Drake and Rihanna, they ended up at the same party over this past weekend. I was at a children's party in Los Angeles, and someone that was there posted a picture of the two of them. They didn't have much interaction, though. She was there with her besties, and... they kind of did their own thing.
Drake done stole from me.
Uh-huh.
Coming up in the 7:30 Dirty, why were there helicopters over Ryan Felipe's house? I'll get y'all caught up.
A wedding? Okay, we'll do that in just about a little less than an hour from now. All right, so you guys are back from Florida. Give us a feel. Give us a taste of what Tortuga, this country music festival, was like.
It was life.
Hold
was
on.
It, was it everything that you thought it was going to be?
Yes, let me just, I can sum this up in a few words.
Woo! Yeah. Please!
Yeah, seriously. I mean, it was on the beach, country music. There was a breeze. It was great. It was great. We actually ran into listeners.
We did.
Nice.
Yeah, I'll have to post that picture, too. We took a picture with them.
Nice. Did people spot Roy from My Big Fat Fabulous Life?
No, just listeners.
No? Yeah. Okay, good.
Just listeners, man.
And you also ran into our boss, Quagmire.
We did. And
he was there.
My alter ego, Pearl, met Roy for the first time.
Yeah, so Loren started drinking around 10 a.m.
On?
Saturday.
Every day.
Okay.
All right. Okay. That's fair enough. So it was like 10 this day. And she was, man, we had lunch and it was bottomless mimosas. That's when the first red flag was there. Like, this isn't going to go well because it's like 11:30 and she's like down in five.
Nice.
So, and so we go out there and we get invited to a pool party with our boss and this country singer, Brett Eldridge. Great guy. I mean, he's a phenomenal country singer. We're at this party, and at this point, I could tell Loren's gone. I mean, at some point, she just, like, she was walking in the sand, and she goes, this is a good spot, and sits down. That's how gone
she is.
Just
like a child,
did you text Dallas on how to handle Pearl at all?
No, I had to deal with it firsthand.
Okay.
So
let me just explain something.
FaceTime Dallas. Hey, any advice?
Yeah. How do I deal with this?
Is there a rule book?
Yeah.
How do I deal with this? Pearl is like, you know, like gremlins, you just add water. Pearl is you just add alcohol.
Yeah, don't feed Loren before 10 a.m.
Oh, so we're trying to get to this pool party with our boss and this country singer. Well, because of the festival, Uber won't pick you up at the festival because it's so packed with traffic. So we have to walk literally a mile away from this place. And Pearl and I weren't having that.
Mm-hmm.
So we flagged down a guy with an SUV.
Just some guy with an SUV.
Random dude.
Some guy with a black SUV. Kind of looked like he'd be like a driver.
Mm-hmm.
And we said, hey, we just got to go around the corner. We can't use Uber. Can you help us? And he goes, no, I'm not allowed to. And we'll pay you cash. So he pulls over. We're doing this under the table.
No, I can't. I'll pay cash. Follow me.
Yeah.
Because this looks safe.
Yeah. So we get in his ride, and we're telling him where to go. And somehow we're in this rich neighborhood that Loren knows everyone. I don't know how, but she's like, this person lives here. He's a basketball player, NBA.
Well, okay, to my defense, I don't remember much of this part, and Pearl is a liar. Like, Pearl just makes stuff up.
No.
So I could have been just telling Roy random facts.
Right. Yeah. And again, if you're just joining us, Pearl is Loren's alter ego when she drinks. So they were down at Tortuga in Florida. We're just catching up. Can I ask you something, though?
Sure.
What didn't something happen at that party?
That's where I'm getting
here.
So we're at the party, and Loren's talking about how this is life, and this is what she's used to, and this is everything.
That's what she was saying?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, this,
like a huge mansion?
Oh, yeah.
No, I meant like the Florida environment.
Oh. She meant the Florida environment, but I'm telling you, I was there. It came off the other way. It came off that, like, she's used to mansions.
This is what I'm used to. Yeah.
Which, by the way, there's a whole sidebar conversation how she was making fun of intercoastal people versus beach people. It was this other thing that happened.
Pantries for everyone.
Yeah, seriously. So she goes she goes back inside.
Right.
And it's, you know, we're all out in the pool, so there's like a screen door.
Yep.
She walks right into the screen door.
Things I'm not used to. Normally when you have sliders, you don't have screen doors attached.
Did she walk right through the screen door?
Sure did.
Why open it when you can just go right through it?
So no one's noticed what's happened except me. Okay, because it's the most glorious thing that's happened.
Wait, so can I ask you a question? Because, again, I don't remember much of this party. Did I walk completely through the screen door, or did I just kind of bounce off of it?
You did walk. You bounced. Once you realized that you crashed into it, you moved back out.
And I probably played the cool move, like nothing happened.
You
would
try
like,
to adjust it. You try to she's
funny.
Readjusting the screen door, and she comes back around through the other side.
And she's like, somebody just totaled that door.
Oh, so get this move. Of course, me being me, I got to let the world know what I just saw.
Oh.
And so I'm laughing, and I'm trying to tell everyone, and Pearl grabs me by the shoulder, and her claws go deep inside my skin.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Like a talon.
Yeah. To keep me from talking.
Shut up, Roy. Yeah.
Because, you know, this is life for her. This is what she's used to.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, it's the
maintenance man shall repair the door.
I told you, I cannot help be held responsible for when Pearl comes out of her cage.
I picture Pearl as a really drunk Rose from Titanic. You know what I mean? Like Rose is so uppity, and the whole, like, you know, Cal, the whole group on the Titanic is like how Lauren lives.
That's how
and
she
like,
was.
Yeah, and then Rose goes down to the bottom floor and gets tanked.
Right.
But she still has some sense of...
She's still cool, yeah.
Right, she still has some sense of upper class.
It was so fun. And I
so you walk through the door, and that was it. You guys hot-footed out of there.
Oh,
before
yeah,
she could break anything
after,
else.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we left early, too. It was like 8:30. Oh, she was
awesome.
Too gone.
I picture you walking through the screen door like the meme or the gif of Homer coming through the bushes, you know, and then goes back in.
Oh, that's so bad.
Well, we're glad that nobody was seriously injured.
Yeah.
Overall, though, good show. You got to see Daya.
Well, we didn't make
it. We did not make it for Daya. We saw Nelly.
Nelly's good.
He did the air horn every 2 seconds.
Yeah.
that rappers
and
do.
And that probably scared you.
Yeah, can you guys stop it? Quieten it down with the air horn. I'm not at a football game, at a concert, for crying out loud.
Besides some people that listen to the show, did you meet any other cool people and hang out with them? Because that would be my move at festivals. I like leeching onto other groups.
We didn't at the festival, but we ran into a bunch of my girlfriends at the W pool party, which I took Roy to, and he had no use for any of my friends.
Oh, really? That's nice. None of the cheerleader friends weren't your type?
None of the hot cheerleaders.
No.
I found the shade. And
took a nap.
Yeah.
Still to come.
All right, Lorraine's going to shine again, you guys. She's going to put Pearl away until the next drinking extravaganza, and she's going to come out and do a phone slam for us. She calls from the Dash store. Let me hear your vocal fry.
Hi, I'm calling from the Dash store, and I need you to sign for a package.
Oh, this is so great. So the boyfriend goes nuts when he finds out how much his girlfriend spent. It's a brand new phone slam. A good laugh for you comes your way at 6:53. Don't go anywhere.
Thanks for waking up.
Changing to learn more at duke-energy.com/change. Jim Slade, Kiss Traffic.
Hey, Roy.
Yeah.
Did you go through a lot of money this weekend?
Yeah. I spent quite a bit.
We'll get it back for you. Don't worry. With $1,000 at 8 a.m. How does that sound?
Sounds great.
It's the $1,000 Kiss Cash Code, and it is back. We're giving you 5 shots a day, 8 a.m., 11 a.m., 1, 4, and 6, to get $1,000. Joaquin's in here, our video producer. He's a college kid. Joaquin, $1,000 would be good for you, right?
Oh, yeah.
And too bad you're not eligible to win. You got to read the fine print in your internship program. I know, it sucks. All right, phone slam comes up in about 3 minutes.
Hello. Look who's making breakfast. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Phone slam.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Steve.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. My name's Tyra. I'm calling from the Dash store in New York City.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, your girlfriend, Missy, she ordered probably 6 or 7 items, and they're coming to the house today, but we can't get a hold of her, and you're her backup contact.
What did she order?
So... some of these items are like one of a kind, so it's kind of hard to explain. But Kendall and Kylie, you know, they have this adorable little thing that goes on your bag, and it's a fluffy little dog. So that alone was $150.
Oh, my God.
And the
God,
bag
really?
That goes with it is really cute, too. I mean, I would die to have this bag, but it's $300. So we can't just leave it on the doorstep, if you know what I mean.
Wait, wait, wait. How much is she spending on a bag?
Oh, well, those were just two of the items. Do you want the grand total?
Yes, please. Tell me how much she spent.
It looks like $1,620.
What? You got to be kidding me.
I'm not kidding, but they're awesome pieces.
Well, I'm totes not paying for it. So, you know what? You can just go ahead and not deliver it.
Actually, they're already on their way, and they were closeout items, and some of them are one of a kind, so it's not even something that I could refund.
Well, you're going to have to, because I'm not paying for it. I'm not signing for this crap.
Great. Oh, my gosh. You remind me of Scott. It's like that time that Scott got mad at Courtney because she bought a whole bunch of stuff. Do you remember that episode of Keeping Up?
Are you living in the real world? This is ridiculous. I'm not paying for this crap.
Who's your favorite Kardashian?
Wow. I don't care what she bought. I'm not signing for it. So if it gets here, you know what? They're just going to have to wait outside. And I don't know.
Well, maybe when is she going to be home? Because maybe we can just deliver it to her. I mean, you're in Charlotte and we're in like New York City. So
no, this is not happening. You can take your crap back. I don't care what it is. We're not having it.
Wow. I mean, I'm sure if she heard the way that you were talking, she would be really upset.
The way I'm talking? Oh, my God. Listen to you talking. God.
Well, I mean,
really
she
annoying.
Obviously really wants these items.
I don't care what she wants, okay? She's not having it. I'll get her something else that's cheaper. This is ridiculous. $1,600? What? All of a sudden, I'm on a party line or what? What's happening here?
No, Steve, actually, this is the Manny, Roy, and Loren morning show. You just got phone slammed, and your girlfriend, Missy, put us up to it. Sorry. She didn't really order $1,600 worth of things.
You guys have me going.
Yeah, I love the way you vocal fried back at Loren. That was awesome, Steve. That is everything.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
Oh, my God. That reminds me of that girl, Rebecca, who used to call the show, and she totally vocal fried.
Thanks. I love the Kardashians.
Yeah, it's real life. That's the way people talk.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go back. The theme today is Roy and Loren are back from Florida.
Yeah, man. Tortuga.
Let's
go
back and revisit a story that Roy just told about how Loren walked through a screen door at someone's house.
Do we have to relive that?
Well, the thing is that Roy almost sold you out, but didn't. So we got to find out the times that your friends sold you out.
Yes.
704-570-9595. When did your friend, so-called friend, sell you out? How much trouble did you get into? I got a story, too, about a friend of mine that ended, I told on him, and the cops ended up showing up at his house.
Oh, boy.
All right, we'll get to that just after 7.
Charlotte's Morning 5.1.
$1,000. We want to hand that to you coming up less than an hour from now with the Kiss Cash Code. And by the way, that's not the only time you can win. You can win at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6. That's $5,000 we're giving away.
Have you guys seen the commercial that Roy and his mother did?
I haven't seen it yet.
I have seen it.
Oh, it is so good. Mm. For the Kiss Cash Code, the $1,000 Kiss Cash Code, head over to our Facebook page. It's Kiss 95.1 Mornings. And it's posted up there, but it's really good.
Oh, and
your mom did a great job.
I never thought I'd hear the end of it.
She was upset because she wasn't prepared. Oh. She didn't know what she looked like. I felt bad. We just kind of did throw her into the fire, but
well, that's how things happen around here. You think we prepare for anything?
No,
No, we don't.
Mom, can you give me some cash? I'm running thin here.
Roy, you're 24 years old. What do you need cash for?
I don't know. Hang out with friends on the weekends. Maybe go to a movie.
Well, I do know how you can win $1,000.
You have my attention.
With the Kiss Cash Code. Listen for it every day at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6.
Great. I'll listen for the cue to call. And if you're lucky and I win, I'll get you something for Mother's Day. Also, one other thing, Mom.
What?
I love you.
I'll just take the cash.
Your mom was a star.
Yeah, that was awesome.
Mama Brown.
Aww.
She stole the show.
She was not happy, though. When we left, It was, I couldn't say no when you put me on the spotlight like that. And how do I know if my hair even looked good? Nobody else was in the room. I should have had LeBron in the room to let me know if I looked good.
She threw me out.
Yeah, I think we were making her nervous. Yeah. So.
She said I'd make her laugh. She threw me out, and she wanted me out and Lorraine in.
I didn't want to do the thing anyway. I shouldn't even came in that day. That's all I heard.
What?
We love your mom.
She did great. So we want to hear your stories. When did a friend sell you out? 704-570-9595. I guess it's a so-called friend at this point,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, because Roy threw me under the bus this weekend while we were in Florida.
Whoa, no, I did not.
I almost did.
So this is what happened. Lorraine and I went to a pool party. Okay, she was three sheets to the wind.
And her alter ego, Pearl,
was out in full force. She walks into a screen door. I think it's the best thing that's happened. I am dying to tell the world because I'm the only one that noticed this.
But I tried to play it off, and Roy's now trying to tell everyone who will listen.
Yeah. And so she gets her because she has nails on, she gets her claws and jams it into my shoulder.
Ah!
Yeah, telling me, no.
Roy Brown.
Put it underneath the rug. Meanwhile, it's like that's the best thing that's happened at this party is Lorraine walking through a screen door that no one saw.
That's awesome. 704-570-9595. When did a friend sell you out? And how much trouble did you get in? Take your calls. You can also hit us up on our socials at the MRL Show on Twitter and Facebook. Yeah. So I was probably 12, 13 years old. We had four-wheelers in our neighborhood. And you know, Roy, up in Roanoke, where you're from, the outer counties, it's probably okay to ride the four-wheelers on the street.
Right.
As long as you have a helmet on and, you know, you're not being ridiculous with them.
Sure.
But in my town, in Montvale, New Jersey, it wasn't okay to ride your four-wheelers on the street. And the four-wheeler craze had just hit. Like, every brand had, you know, Yamaha, Suzuki, everybody had four-wheelers and everybody had one. So the cops were cracking down hard on people riding the four-wheelers on the side streets in our town. Mm-hmm. And so I lived on a cul-de-sac, like five houses, and we're on the street. And we drive out of my driveway without looking right. A cop was actually coming down the street.
To get you guys? Like, he already knew.
Just randomly driving. Oh, but okay. Yeah, he probably knew that we drove around there. But the thing that stinks, Roy, is like it was a three-house cul-de-sac. What's the big deal? You know, like,
look, yeah, it's a little cul-de-sac.
We're not hurting anyone. Yeah, None of the neighbors complained. So my buddy tears out on his and goes through this cut-through and ditches out. Now, this is before cell phones and all that stuff. So the cop stops me.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, he like lights me up, like, whoop, whoop, whoop. So I stop. And that was my first mistake. I should have never stopped, but I did.
Just kept going.
Yeah,
go into the brush. He can't follow you through that.
Who was that? I have no idea. He goes, don't lie to me. I saw you riding with him. He came out of your driveway. Who was he? I was like, Ernie.
Immediately.
Told on my best buddy, Ernie. I said, Ernie, he lives right over there.
I don't know his last name, though.
So the cop's like, well, yeah, he goes, tell me who he was or I'll take that away from you right now. And I'm like, I don't want to lose this thing. So long, Earn. So then the cop shows up at his house.
Oh, boy.
And his dad was a pharmacist who worked so hard. He worked Monday through Sunday, 6A to 6P. This Tuesday, though, for some reason, dad was home.
Oh.
So the doorbell rings and it's a cop. And the dad was like, what is going on? Why is it that my son is getting a visit from the cops? So anyway, he got his four-wheeler got put up for like 2 weeks.
Ugh, grounded.
704-570-9595. Did you ever sell out a friend? This is Maria in Denver. Like, welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Red Morning Show.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Hey, we're doing really well. Thanks for joining us and being part of our radio family. Did you ever have a friend sell you down the road?
Yeah, it happened to me when I was like 20, and I'm 23 now. We were going to a bar uptown, and it was over 21. We had our fake, and I get in, and she's behind me, and the bouncer was like, no, you're not getting in because this ID doesn't even look like you. She threw this big old temper tantrum, and I was just going to walk out and be like, hey, we can just go to another bar and try it somewhere else. Well, she decides that she's going to throw me under the bus and be like, no, she's not 21 either. She's only 20. Look, here's a real ID.
Oh, boy.
He looks at me. He literally is just like, you need to get out. And then to every single bar we went to up that night, they wouldn't even let us in. I was like, oh, my gosh, are you freaking kidding me? I was so pissed.
some friend, but you, but see, by doing that, you ruined her. She ruined her own night too.
Yeah.
You know, you, she lost her wing woman.
Exactly. That's what I told her. But you know.
Yeah, that's what happened to me
the
when
funny
I sold.
Thing is that I'm 23 and she's still 20.
Maria, did they take y'all's IDs?
No, he just kind of looked at me and was like, "Get out!" And I was like, "Oh my god!" Like. Okay.
Wow. You know, the Reddit I talked about fake IDs, Maria, and thank you so much for sharing that story. You know, because a lot of people have had fake IDs, and I have friends here, and they tell me stories about when they had fake IDs. We didn't have any where I grew up. One, no one made them. Two,
you don't need them to get into a bonfire.
Well, that was the thing. That's how they party.
Yeah,
you know?
You just go to the campground, or you go to someone's field, or you know, you just hang out.
Yeah,
you do your own drinking.
Yeah, no, it was a thing. I see. Maria sounded like it was kind of recent.
Mm-hmm.
Like here, hold on. Intern Joaquin's in the studio.
Ago.
Joaquin, how old are you?
22.
Did you have a fake?
Oh yeah.
You did. So yeah. It's still a thing? So
I
thought it
too.
Went away because I thought that they've made it harder to get these fakes.
Well, here's the thing. You know, I think it's only a misdemeanor if you have somebody else's. But
sounds like you have experience, Lorraine.
Yeah. No, I don't know what you're talking about. But it's a felony if you alter a fake ID or a real ID to be fake.
Gotcha. Okay.
So where do you go to find fake IDs? Is there a guy on the corner with like... Hey, you want a fake ID? I mean, where does this happen?
I went to someone's backyard and held up a huge, like a huge sign and put my face in it. And then he struck it down. I swear to God.
No, you did not.
I swear. Yeah, absolutely.
No.
But
that's how
1993,
did it?
94, something like that.
I mean, was it like printed on a piece of cardstock?
No, it was huge. And I put my head in it. And then
no,
he shrunk it down.
Not.
I swear.
That's the stupidest.
That is the stupidest thing I've ever heard.
But we were up against the white backdrop. We went
work.
To the kid's house.
That did not work.
I don't remember. I don't think it did.
Okay. That you were probably like 16 years old, rolled up. I was going to say,
not
I paid 16, for mine
I was
too.
Like 18, 19. Oh, yeah. I paid big money.
Yeah, like $300.
Yeah, I was some kid from North Bergen at one point. What did you pay? Joaquin, where do you
well,
don't say the guy's
Florida.
Name or anything, but like, do you go online or is there somebody locally?
We ordered them online.
Okay. Oh.
And also, they were Florida and they were $60 for two.
Wow. 60
bucks
I got ripped
for
off.
Two.
Well, it was also a different time. And mine was me, so it's scanned and everything.
And by the way, we are not promoting underage drinking.
No,
we are not
at all.
Promoting
no.
getting a fake ID for you know, being underage. But.
But we are on Facebook Live where people can watch. We have cameras in the studio. And if you look up Kiss 95.1, you can see us in here. And everyone in our chat is talking about how they have a fake ID. Don't put that in print, y'all.
Spare yourselves. Still to come. Then, by the way, we work for the police. You guys just all put yourself in a huge sting. We're undercover agents. We're Jump Street cops.
Jump Street.
Oh, man.
All right. So why were the helicopters over Ryan Felipe's house with, I mean, they weren't going anywhere until someone came out. I'll
I don't
tell
know.
You.
Yeah. I got helicopter sound effects and a bullhorn that says we're going to reenact it.
Awesome. It's all coming up in 10 minutes in the Dirty.
Look who's making breakfast.
Thanks to a wreck at Highway 73. Traffic brought to you by Aldi. Save money on Easter essentials. Choose from a variety of hams starting at just 89 cents per pound. Aldi, simply smarter Easter shopping. Jim Slade, Kiss Traffic.
So we have Jenny in Mooresville on with the Manny Boy on the Red Morning Show. Hey, Jenny.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, we're well, and I heard through the grapevine you're new to the radio family here on the Manny Roy and the Red Show.
I am.
Welcome.
Yeah, welcome. When did you start with us?
A few months back. My husband's military, and we just moved here, so.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the Carolinas. We appreciate you being here. And we're trying to bribe you to listen to us, so we're giving away money.
Okay.
And we're giving away a lot of it. We're giving away something called with the Kiss Cash Code is what it's called. And you have 5 chances to win $1,000. Now, coming up in about 40 minutes is your first chance. So at 8 o'clock, we're going to give a code word. What you do is you text that code word to a certain number, and then we'll call you in about 15, 30 minutes if you're the winner. Okay?
Okay.
All right. And if you don't win at 8 a.m., you have 11, 1, 4, and 6 to win again. Okay?
Okay, so the code word comes on at 8, and then the certain number that I texted to, is it the 570-95?
No. The number will be with the code word. It's all, we do the whole thing all prepackaged.
Yeah, so it'd be like a short, like, was it like a 5-digit code you text? The number you called, the 704-570-9595, that's the number just to be part of our radio show. But if you want to win, you got to text like a 5-digit code with the code word, and then it's just a text, and then we'll call you if you win the $1,000, okay?
Okay, and it's just the word that I text.
Yes. That's right, yep, Jenny. That's just text the word to the number we give you and wait for that callback. You do nothing else.
Okay.
Jenny, what are you doing? So what do you do now that you moved here? Like, because when you move with a military family, you have to pick up everything and kind of start again, you know?
I do. I have 4 children. Right now, my husband is in another country, and I work from home full time.
Wow. So is your husband still active duty?
Yes, 18 years.
Oh, thank you.
That's fantastic. Well,
why don't we go ahead and hook Jenny up?
Yeah, let's get you some toast. If you're new to the area, there's this great breakfast and lunch spot called the Famous Toastery. I'm telling you, Jenny, if you've never been, you're going to fall in love with it. Let's hook you up. Let's get her some free breakfast or lunch, okay?
Okay.
I was there this weekend. I went on Sunday. My wife and I had anniversary breakfast at the Toast in Ballantyne, and I had the Western omelet. It was delicious. And you know what? The grapefruit juice.
Oh,
so good.
And so, and I want you to do, there's one thing I want you to take from this, Jenny. The Manny Roy and the Red Morning Show not only gives me free cash, but they give me free food. So you better love us, okay? We're showing you all of our cards.
Okay.
All right. Promise you'll stay with us as long as you're here in Mooresville?
I shall.
Okay. All right. We love you, Jenny.
Right, your fingers better not have been crossed, Jenny. All right, hold on a second. Jenny is getting hooked up there, intern Keir. Hook her up. And, of course, 8 a.m., like we just told Jenny, is your shot at $1,000. Loren, you ready to do the dirty?
Yeah, let's do it.
All right. Give us 3 minutes, and we'll get you updated on everything out of Hollywood.
Good morning.
Kiss 95.1.
So, Katy Perry and Ryan Felipe, everyone was on this. Now, there was a rumor out there that these two were dating. And Ryan has now come up and said, listen, that's just not true. Even though they were a little flirty at Elton John's 70th birthday in late March. Now, you know, Ryan was engaged at the time. They've since called it off. And Katy broke up with Orlando. So this could be the perfect match made in heaven. But Ryan says, he took to Twitter to say this, I am not dating Katy Perry. I barely know her. Stop flying helicopters over my house. She's not in here.
So they were the paparazzi.
Yeah.
Paparazzi.
Ryan? Who's in there with you, Ryan? Come out.
No way, dude. Never. I'll never come out.
Send Katy out.
No way, she's not in here.
Come get Katy out. Stop holding her captive.
No way, there's no one in here, bro. And can you stop helicoptering over my house? You're shaking my walls and stuff, dude. I just like that he's got like a way.
How Ryan Felipe speaks,
yeah, that's nothing like he talks.
It's all right, that was much more entertaining.
Go away, helicopter dude.
All right, so I've got an update on The Voice for you. Now, our hometown boy, Jay Chosen, he was up for a little battle last night, and he went up against Brandon Royal. Now, Jay Chosen has been dealing with some personal issues with his mom. His mom had a stroke.
And that's sad.
Yeah, and he was a little bit emotional, obviously, during his performance. Now, he sang David Guetta's Without You. It's amazing. Listen to this.
I can't look, I'm so blind. I lost my heart, I lost my mind without you. Without you.
Yeah, he's awesome. App State grad.
Yep.
Jay Chosen. Didn't he play basketball there?
He did.
Yeah, he did. Yeah. For App State. Good. We need to get him back on the show. We had him on a while ago when he first started on the journey there on The Voice.
Yep.
We should get him back on this week and talk to him and wish him well.
Mm-hmm. And we'll get a little update on his mom, too. Yeah, he said, like I said, he was a little emotional because he said he knew that his mom was watching from a hospital bed.
Right.
So it just, you know, went over tenfold for him. And he did make it through the battle, by the way. He came out on top. So still on Team Gwen.
Get well, Mrs. Chosen.
Yep. Yes.
And Janet Jackson, her divorce could bring her up to $200 million. Now, she is getting a divorce from her husband. And in their prenup, it says that Ms. Jackson is entitled to $100 million if they stay married for at least 5 years. And when you put the baby into the mix, that just doubled it.
Sorry, Ms. Jackson. I can't pay you.
Oh, I'm sure he's got the cash. And no, it wasn't just a quick money grab. This is just
reason for a separation?
It just unfortunately fell apart. You know, I have a source that's saying that marriage just doesn't quite agree with her, and she likes to be in control, and in the relationship, she was unable to be herself.
I know also that he was, he came from a, I believe, Muslim background.
Mm-hmm, he is.
And so she kind of took on that persona. Thing. Yeah, like right. That whole persona, because the last show she was at, when she came here to Charlotte at the PNC Pavilion, she was covered up,
yeah,
like basically head
covered.
To toe, which isn't the Janet that I saw in 02 at the Nasty Tour.
Wait. Or at the Super Bowl.
Right.
Now, does she yes. have to cover her mouth when she does that?
No, she no, didn't. No. She was just wore like okay. a really long jacket, pants.
I was about to say, how do you sing with all that on? You know?
Yeah, no, you're still. No,
no,
Manny,
don't make a joke.
All right.
We're going to stop you now.
That's your dirty.
Thank you.
Hey, want to get dirtier? For more celeb sleaze, click the dirty at kiss951.com.
And if you want to play Can't Beat Loren, call now at 704-570-9595. You'll thank us later that we stopped you.
Yeah. I didn't do anything. I don't even know what you guys are looking. I was going to sneeze. That's why I put my hands okay. over my mouth.
Manny, Roy, and Loren.
Order Jimmy John's sandwich delivery today. Jimmy John's. Freaky fast. Freaky fresh.
You know, Diamonds Direct is always putting together some sort of huge event to save you tons of money on the things that you love most, ladies, and that is jewelry.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about it, Manny, is that they're already really low prices. You know, Diamonds Direct, the reason why they're so affordable is that they cut out the middleman. They get it directly from the diamond cutter.
Well, listen to this. April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd, they're making everything even more affordable. They're taking virtually 20% off the entire store. So they're already low prices. You're getting an even better deal than before.
All earrings, bracelets, bands, colored gemstones, wedding bands. By the way, we're entering wedding season.
That's true.
Some graduations, right, Roy? Anniversaries. My anniversary was on Sunday.
Mother's Day is rapidly approaching. You have to go see our friends at Diamonds Direct. You've heard of spring cleaning? Well, they got a spring sale. Go clean them out.
Yeah.
Diamonds Direct, Sharon Road across from the South Park Mall.
Sonic's Morning Drink Stop is such a great way to...
My son Dean in the car yesterday, we were listening to Kiss and this song came on. I said, Taylor Swift sounds great, doesn't she? He goes, Dad, it's Adele.
Now it's time for Can't Beat Loren, presented by Time Warner Spectrum on Kiss 95.1.
Sherry is joining us from Concord for the Can't Beat Loren Pop 5. Oh, can you tell?
Oh,
I've been on
right.
vacation.
Yeah.
Never mind.
Yeah,
somebody else want to take this over?
It's
clearly.
Can't Beat Loren.
That's it. Just called Can't Beat Loren.
Yeah.
Hi, Sherry.
Good morning.
Hey, Sherry.
How's everybody?
Well, I've been better. You can just walk away with this one today, I'm pretty sure.
What do we have on the line?
It's Sherry from Concord.
No. What gift cards?
Let's
on the
do
line.
This one easy today, and we'll just do the gift card tomorrow.
Yeah, right? No. She's still playing for a $500 gift card to Essential Aesthetics.
Yes. All right.
Good for you. All right, Sherry, throw Loren out. God knows she needs a break.
Boy moment. All right.
Loren, don't walk through a screen door, but please. Leave the studio.
All right,
come here.
She just
said something funny and you missed it.
Yeah, you just jolted right
she
out.
She said, don't walk through a screen door, but get out. All right.
Okay, so if you are on Facebook Live, you could look up Kiss95.1 on Facebook. You could see that she's out of the studio.
Yo, between us,
yeah.
Was it bad?
What
like,
you mean?
Did she get into, like, was it, she just the minute the plane took off to the minute the plane landed, it was like all party?
Oh, yeah.
Well, yeah, Loren.
We went hard all weekend. Her and I both did.
Sherry. But
yes.
you're putting sentences together.
Yeah.
I usually trust my Loren to be able to do that.
You know, when you wake up for breakfast and you have a cocktail, it's that type of weekend.
Yeah,
man.
I hear you. All right, now is your chance, Sherry and Concord. Let's do it for all the Concordians.
Yes, let's do it.
This Jenner just announced her own spinoff series is going to be released. Which Jenner just announced her own spinoff series will be released?
Okay, so it's a Jenner, Kylie.
Question number two, Janet Jackson recently announced her divorce from her husband. Who is her famous brother?
Michael.
Chef Gordon Ramsay just announced that his kids will not get any of his inheritance. What cooking show is he the host of?
Hell's Kitchen.
This Hit Me Baby One More Time singer just announced her final Piece of Me show in Las Vegas.
Britney Spears.
And question five, Dwayne The Rock Johnson surprised Disney World tourists when he commandeered the Jungle Cruise boat. What's his nickname?
The Rock.
Right. I gave it away in the question, but that's okay. We'll give that one to you. All right, come on in, Lorraine.
And I love the move you did, Sherry, where you sounded like you were like you didn't know. Did you catch on that? It was very yeah. Sherry got them all correct.
Ooh,
Lorraine,
good for you, what? Sherry.
Yeah, so yes! We're not going to tell you, Lorraine, if you got it right or wrong until the very end.
Okay.
All right. This Jenner just announced her own spinoff series.
Kylie Jenner.
Janet Jackson said that she's divorcing her husband, who is her famous brother.
Michael Jackson.
Chef Gordon Ramsay just announced that his kids will not get any of his inheritance. What cooking show is he the host of?
Hell's Kitchen.
Don't you think to be meaner, Gordon Ramsay should say, you can have all the money, but you can't have any of my recipes.
Oh, I don't know.
That would be meaner to the kids. Like, Dad, I want that soup recipe. This Hit Me Baby One More Time singer just announced her final Piece of Me show in Las Vegas.
Britney Spears.
Dwayne The Rock Johnson surprised Disney World tourists and commandeered the Jungle Cruise. What's his nickname?
The Rock.
Okay. Now, I was on the Jungle Cruise like 2 weeks ago, and I didn't see The Rock.
Really?
He was just in there. He was there Thursday.
You missed him.
My timing is awful.
Like ships passing in the night. Okay, so did I get three right? I wasn't sure about that one.
Three right?
Yeah.
You got them all correct. It is a tie.
Oh, Lauren.
Sherry.
You weren't on your game today.
I'm sorry. I don't know how I pulled that one out.
First of all, question five I gave to both of you because I screwed it up.
Yeah,
so
I
let's not
that,
let's not start trumping our horns.
All right, Sherry. You know what I want to hear before we let you go today.
Okay. I can't beat Lorraine, but I certainly can tie her on my first try.
Yes, you can, Sherry. Definitely make sure you call back and play us again.
I certainly will.
Thanks,
thanks
Sherry.
Guys. This was so much fun.
Oh, good. Have
thanks,
an awesome
Sherry.
Week.
Still to come.
$1,000. Less than 20 minutes from now. You have your chance to win all that money with the Kiss Cash Code.
And first, at 7:52, we're going to give you a War of the Roses. Yvette wants to know if her man Chris is cheating on her. It turns out there's a little more to it than we ever imagined, and she's the side piece and is okay with it.
Interesting.
Yeah, wait to hear how all this plays out at 7:52.
Charlotte's Morning Show.
Brought to you by Panera Bread. Panera Bread's now delivering, so feel okay forgetting your lunch forever. Participating locations only. Order at PaneraBread.com or download the app Panera. Food as it should be. Jim Slade, Kiss Traffic.
Yesterday, I did the best of moments of the Manny, Roy, and Loren show. Like, my favorite moments while you guys were coming back from Florida. And one of the moments I played was the catchphrase with Cam.
Oh, yeah. That's such a good one.
It was funny. He had never played catchphrase before, and then we found out from one of his assistants, Kim, that he was like, I love that game. I need like 10 of them to have it all my locations. So you can go check that out. We have that up on the website, kiss951.com. And, of course, you can get close and personal with Cam and help out his foundation by taking part in the Celebrity Kickball Tournament, Kicking It with Cam.
Yes, that's June 9th to June 10th. Put your team together. Hang out the celebrities for the Cam Celebrity Kickball Tournament. Also, the Kids Rock Gala. Cam1Noon.com has all the details on that.
War of the Roses, 3 minutes. You guys are not going to want to miss this one between Yvette and her man Chris. She finds out she's the side piece.
I kept calling him. I kept texting him.
What's wrong with this?
I
don't know.
Why does it sound like that? Hold on a second. We have a technical difficulty. Yeah.
It's in one speaker. The caller was in one speaker, and then we were in the other speaker.
Well, why was that? Well, who recorded that?
You know, Victoria just left us. She's probably sabotaging our show from Lafayette.
She left like little things for us to find along the way, like breadcrumbs.
Oh, no.
Yeah, no, only half of that was weird. Imagine if your car speaker was broken.
So you could only hear one side of the conversation.
Oh.
You have to fill in the blanks yourself.
So all of a sudden you hear us go, okay, and?
But just
silence.
But it didn't sound that way when we put it in. Mm. Hold on, let me see.
Are you testing it?
Let's see if does this sound any better. Hold on, because maybe it was the system. Does it sound
Yvette
better?
Yvette sent us a message and wants to know why her man Chris is cheating on her. Hey, Yvette.
Hey.
Hey, why do you think Chris is cheating on
you? All right,
you?
That's good.
Well, I mean, I've been dating Chris for the past couple months, and you know, we've been spending a lot of time together. But Valentine's Day came along, and I don't know where he went. He caught ghosts, so it's like. hey, Chris, we had plans. We were going to hang out. And I didn't get anything on Valentine's Day. No flowers, no candy, no cards.
So did he make plans with you, or he never made plans and then you didn't hear from him?
No, he made plans with me. But then come Valentine's Day, he did not pick up his phone. I kept calling him. I kept texting him. I got dressed. I got my hair done for nothing because he never even called me back. What are you doing, Chris?
Let me look into the future before we call Chris and say... What had happened was my car wouldn't start. Guarantee you that's what he's going to tell us.
Car problems. And your fingers and your phone was broken, and you couldn't pick up a phone and call.
His battery was dead.
Yeah,
exactly.
I feel bad. You were all prettied up and ready to go out, and what did you end up doing?
I did Netflix and chill, and I was petting my cat.
There you go. Wow.
I don't know if that's code word for something, but okay.
Yeah. Let's go.
Okay.
Look, all right. My cat is so nice.
Okay.
Okay. Great. Moving
focus,
right along.
People. Focus. All right. Let's call Chris and find out where he was on Valentine's Day. Obviously, Vet thinks there was he was with another woman that day.
Okay.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hey, I'm looking for Chris.
Speaking. What's going on?
Hey, Chris. My name's Lisa. I'm calling from Flowers for You.
Is this about the job?
No. No job. I was actually just calling. We're a romantic gift company. I wanted to offer you some free, beautiful, romantic red roses.
It's not about the job?
No job.
Oh.
Roses.
Yeah. Okay. Roses?
Yeah. Would you like a beautiful, romantic dozen of red roses to send to the one that you love? You won our text to win contest.
Oh, okay. Hey, that's all right. That's cool. Save me some money.
Yep, we'll save you some money today. Do you have a person in mind that you'd like to send them to?
Yeah. I could send them to somebody.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm going to send them to Angela.
To Angela?
Uh-huh.
And, Chris, I have a card here, too, if you'd like to write something on that. Might as well take credit for it, right?
Let's put a Valentine's Day part two. You know what I'm saying?
Valentine's Day part two. What does that mean?
Hey, Valentine's Day part one was on and popping, so I'm trying to get two going, you know?
Hello, Chris. How are you?
What? Hello?
Hello, this is Yvette. Yes. Hello?
Hey, Chris, that's Yvette. This is Manny, Roy, and Loren. You're live on War of the Roses with Kiss 95.1.
Oh, man, that's some brutal, man. What's up?
Yeah, okay. So you couldn't call me back. You couldn't pick up none of my phone calls. You let me get dressed. You let me get my hair done, smelling all good. And then you ditched me on Valentine's Day to be with who? Angela?
That's my wife.
Your wife? Okay, wait a second.
Jeez.
You did not tell me you were married. All these months we've been dating? You did not tell me you were married.
Hey, that's how it be sometimes.
Wait. What do you mean that's how it be? Okay, well, if I'm going to be the side chick, you still need to take care of me, though.
Okay. Damn, if I had to take care of all my side chicks, then I'd be a broke-ass
my God!
No, I was your side chick, and I don't even care that I'm your side chick. It's just that you need to take care of me if we are hanging out and Netflix and chilling and all that good stuff, because I don't want to sit at the house and pet my
cat. You're not getting the whole thing, girl.
I love how Yvette's okay with being a side chick. She just wants to be treated as a better side chick.
Right. And I'm pretty sure Chris just said that if he sent all of his side chicks flowers, he'd be broke. So Yvette, you're not even, not only is he married, you're not even the only side piece from what I heard.
Chris, how many side pieces do you have?
Well, I got a Philly Browns number 10 for the Panthers.
Does that mean?
I don't know what that means either.
You have 10.
Yeah, well,
10
you know
side.
What?
You have 10
I don't
side
care
pieces.
How many Philly Browns.
Hey, exactly.
He take care of me.
So there's 10. There's 10 side pieces, and then the wife.
Chris, how long have you been married to Angela?
I've been married like about 4 or 5 years.
Does Angela know about any of your side pieces?
No, Angela don't know about nothing. She's the wife. She's not supposed to know. That's why they call side pieces.
I'm biting my pen.
I'm going to be snitch number one because Angela will know about me, baby. Thank you.
Oh, my God, girl, you're so much drama. You're so much drama. I mean, you know, go home and relax
me,
for a while.
I'm snitching, okay? You take care of me, I keep my mouth shut. If you don't take care of me, I'm telling your wife.
Is this even legal at this point?
I don't know.
Are we breaking a law?
This is like blackmail.
Oh, my gosh. Ugh. All right. So is this thing over, Yvette? I mean, Chris, are you? It sounds like if you take care of Yvette.
No, it's not over. I want some flowers. I want dinner. If not, I will be at your wife's job. I will do my detection services and find her and let her know.
You're the only one that went to my wife's job.
Okay?
Oh, Chris is so unapologetic.
I love Chris. Is there any way we can make Chris a character?
I mean, that's why I keep more than one phone. They always going to have some drama, you know. So I just tell the wife, oh, that's one of my friends' girls tripping, and I had her phone number. You know how you run that story down to them.
Hey, let's run back. Well, let's run back for a minute.
You can't hide from these pictures I got in my phone, Chris.
Chris, let's run back for a minute. Let's run. But it sounds like she's got pictures of you, which is not good. But let's run back. Let's go back to the beginning. Like, did you try and get hired at a florist or something? Because you asked Loren if this was about the job interview.
Yeah, that is true.
Well, I mean, I don't know if it was a florist, but I know the company was called Florist something. You know, so I thought it was the executive office.
Okay,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, he needs to get a job.
Okay.
He needs to have multiple jobs to afford all these women.
All
that's right.
Women,
that's
exactly.
Right. Okay, well, this is one heck of a War of the Roses, you guys. I don't know where we're at.
Man, y'all suck, man.
All right, and Yvette, this is the craziest ending of War of the Roses ever. Good luck to you. It sounds like you're going to stay with him?
Yes, I am.
All right, listen up.
WNKS, HD1 Charlotte.
Hey, it's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. We've got that KISS Cash code word for you that'll line your pockets with tons of money.
Your 8 a.m. word is Detroit. D-E-T-R-O-I-T. Detroit.
Text that word to 40772 or enter it online at kiss951.com or on the KISS app.
You have 15 minutes to enter that word. Then one nationwide grand prize winner will be randomly selected to win $1,000. Good luck from the Morning Show that wants you to win thousands in cash. It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show on KISS 95.1.
The club isn't the best place.
Come on, baby.
I'm in love with your body.
Come on, be my baby. Come on, baby.
I'm in love with your body.
Come on, be my baby.
Charlotte's number one hit music station, KISS 95.1. It is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. With Ed Sheeran.
I'm in love with the shape of you.
I think he's talking to you, Roy.
He loves the shape of me. He likes my thickness.
I think he's very happy. Happy the way we all look. Roger is on hold. Loren. Roger's on hold. Something we did on Friday.
Yeah, got him into some trouble.
Got him pulled over by the cops. Find out what happened and how we're responsible after Alessia Cara.
I just want to say I love all of you so much. I listen every single morning.
Hi, guys.
Hey.
Oh, my God. I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. KISS 95.1.
So, our beautiful Loren, we went to a pool party with country singer Brett Eldridge and our boss and some other people. She had a few cocktails.
Well, let's be fair. It wasn't necessarily me talking.
It was her alter ego, Pearl, which is her drunk self. She ended up running into a screen door, broke it. So now she needs money to pay for this fancy screen door. She should probably listen for the KISS cash code. If you want to win that $1,000, all you have to do is listen at 11 o'clock, $1,000 for the KISS cash code.
Roger.
Yes, sir.
It's the Manny, Roy, and the Red Morning Show. How's it going?
Good morning. How are y'all?
Hey, bud. We're doing well. We saw your, I think that was a tweet or a Facebook post.
Yeah. I don't think Loren was here for this, so she might not know what's going on. Why don't you tell everyone, including Loren, what happened on Friday during the legendary Friday free-for-all?
Well, Friday, I was just feeling it, and I got to blowing my horn and flashing my lights and screaming Friday, and before I knew it, I had blue lights behind me.
You got pulled over?
I got pulled over. Yes, ma'am.
Now, to Roger's defense.
Really cool. Everything went good, and he let me off.
Oh, he did.
Oh,
okay.
That's good news.
And now, to Roger's defense, we typically tell people on Fridays to let loose, take your shirt off, throw it on the ground. Throw a shoe out the window, which no women will do. This past Friday, I believe it was me, Roy. I'll take the hit for this one.
You told everyone to honk the horns and flash the lights.
So Roger, being a good Manny, Roy, and Loren show
he
family member,
literally.
Did it.
and then got pulled over for it.
Did the cop, like, listen to our show? Did he even know why you were doing it, or was he so confused?
Well, I told him it was an accident. I told him that I had hit my lights, and I was trying to turn my lights off and accidentally laid my arm on the horn.
Oh, see, you're fast.
Yeah, he didn't fall for it too good, but he of course, he told me everything he could charge me with. And but he was cool, and he let me off.
Now, that's not the only time you had a run-in with that police officer. What happened later on that day?
Exactly. Well, actually, this was Saturday. I was coming through, and I hit a deer. And I stopped to look at the damage, and the same cop pulled over. Which I come to find out that he actually lived below where I was at. So he was actually getting off his shift both times. When he come across me.
So there's nothing more annoying to a police officer when he's trying to go back to the station to get out from work for the day, and there's Roger again.
He's like, oh, you again?
So what'd you do, Roger? Did you split up the deer, and then he got half of it, you got half of it, and you went on your way?
Oh, no, sir. He had it all. I wasn't taking none of it.
Man. You had a rough 24 hours, my friend.
Yes, ma'am. It was a rough weekend. It sure was.
The first half you could blame me for. It was my fault. The second half was Loren's fault. She did make a call out for all deer to run in front of cars, I believe. All right, Roger. Well, thanks so much for listening to the Manny, Roy, and Loren show, dude. We appreciate you being a family member.
Absolutely. Thank you all. And my girls are so bummed that they went to school before and actually got a speed of y'all, but she said to tell everyone hello.
All right. Got it,
we'll have it up on the podcast for you and other people to listen to later on today, too. Okay, bud?
Awesome. If you don't mind, just give them a quick hello or something.
You got it, buddy.
All right, thank you. Y'all have a good one.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren show.
How funny is that?
Oh, that poor guy, man. He had a bad day.
And our good buddy Roger. The Manny, Roy, and Loren show, getting you pulled over more than ever. And let me ask you this, Roy.
Yeah.
Okay, and be honest with me. In the outer counties and up in the mountains,
sure.
When you hit a deer, do you throw it in the back of your truck and take it home?
It's your deer. You hit it, it's yours. You can do whatever you want with it. Now, you back in Virginia, you had to call the game warden, and he had to tag it for you.
Okay. But that's not really hunting. That's not considered hunting.
Well, it's a form of it. Your car is a weapon.
All right, so typically at your own wedding, you want to be the center of attention. But what is Pippa Middleton doing to take the attention off of her at her own wedding? It's coming up in 10 minutes in the dirty.
Kiss 95.1. This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
It's National Barbershop Quartet Day. Did you know that?
Nope.
Did you know that? We do now. It was on this date in 1938 that the Society of Preservation encouraged the barbershop community to, become more mainstream. It was big back in the 30s and 40s. We actually have a mutual friend, you guys, who is a barbershop quartet singer.
Who?
Jeff. Our friend Jeff, who we used to tailgate with at the Panthers.
Yeah.
Remember Jeff?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why can't...
Well, I don't know how to get in touch with him.
We should have gotten in touch with him today. We just know where his spot is at the tailgate.
And, like, that's all I know Jeff from. It's like he's the guy at the Panther game.
Yeah.
Like, right. That's my guy.
Yeah.
We always hit his tailgate on our way over to the actual game.
Right. Jeff's a really good guy. His brother Alan is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And so Jeff told us that back in the day, back in, like, the 80s, he used to have, or maybe even the 90s, but he used to have a barbershop quartet group that he would travel with. He was, like, a professional. And he said that, like, girls would wait for him outside the arenas.
He's
and stuff.
Like a rock star.
Yeah.
Now, we don't have a quartet. We have a trio.
All right.
A barbershop trio.
Boom, 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 boom. So we also have Alicia Cara's lyrics to Scars to Your Beautiful. Friend of the show.
But you don't sing. So when you sing barbershop style, you do not sing the actual song,
mm-mm.
right? It's on like a different beat.
Sure.
She just wants to be beautiful.
But we all have to sing at the same time.
I know. And
all right. Are you ready? Here
okay.
we go.
We'll
now, by the way, you're about to witness the worst radio that's ever existed. And our bosses are going to run in here and tell us to shut up.
I'm going to be the hype man.
Here we go.
People usually love us when we're really bad.
Our ratings stink.
Okay.
She just wants to be beautiful. She goes unnoticed. She knows no limits.
Can we just get to the chorus? It's going to gonna take forever for us to get there.
Okay, wait, where should we pick up, Roy?
No scars to your beautiful.
He just keeps going on.
I don't even know where he jumped.
Me neither.
She has dreams to be an envy, so she's starving, you know.
Cover girls eat nothing.
We're supposed to do it together.
I was going with you.
All right, we found
you bailed
it
off of it.
What? You two, get it together.
Okay, here we go. Beauty
she
is
says,
pain.
Okay.
She says beauty is pain.
There's beauty in everything.
Everything.
What's a little bit of hunger? Our boss Quagmire's out the window looking at us. Come in here, make a quartet.
He's saying his ears are bleeding.
I told you our boss was going to run down here.
He said his ears are bleeding.
You gave him the idea.
All right, so now we're in trouble. Do we keep going?
Well,
at this point,
stopping for my own sanity. But the point is, the barbershop quartet thing, that's not easy.
I say since we're already in trouble, we just keep the thing going.
Oh, here we go.
Why don't you do your dirty like this?
Oh, I can't.
Now your celebrity gossip. It's the Dirty on the 30 with Lorette. Sponsored by Sona Med Spa. Kiss 95.1.
By the way, our boss should be happy that we're not celebrating National Cheese Fondue Day in here. Okay?
I was going to drench my body in cheese and you guys are going to lick it off.
That might have gone over better than singing. All right, so Britney Spears, she's announced that she is finally leaving Las Vegas. Her residency will only run through December 31st, and so if you want to see it, you better get there quick. I did hear a little from a source, a little peep from a source, saying that this has something to do with an adult film that might actually be out there.
Ooh.
Yeah, and she freaked out a little bit. But that's just hearsay. That's not confirmed. Did you guys see that Gordon Ramsay is not leaving his kids any of his fortune? He's saying he doesn't want them to be spoiled, so he'll only pay a quarter of their apartment, and they have to pay for their own phones, clothing, and they are not allowed to sit in first class. Now, Gordon Ramsay, by the way, is worth $160 million.
See, I was going to ask that. Like, what's his net worth? That's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Well, I'm not leaving my kids anything.
You don't have any kids.
But if I had kids, I wouldn't leave them anything because we got to sell it to pay for the funeral.
All right.
I ain't got much.
So Pippa Middleton, she is getting married next month. And, hello. So typically the bride wants to be the center of attention, but she is having her little niece and nephew, Prince George and Princess Charlotte, to be part of the wedding, so I'm sure that they will steal the show. Now, George will serve as the page boy. I didn't know what that was. I had to look it up.
Yes. It's a very honorable position to have. Yeah, it's where you go out into the big castle and you page people to the front door.
That's right. Paging, paging Lauren.
No, that's not what it is. But it is a wedding attendant. Like I said, I had to look it up. I wasn't sure quite what it was. But it's usually the younger kids. You're just giving them something to do.
That's the person that goes out there and goes, on the 17th year of 2000, on the 7th day of
what is that called? That's called the squire?
Crier?
The
town crier?
That denounces everything.
Yeah.
God save thy queen.
Mm-hmm. All right, what's trending? What's hot?
What does Lauren like?
Well, Roy and I probably could have used these this weekend because they are made for festivals, for music festivals. But they're wallets that are thinner than most, and you can have a lanyard to go with them so that you don't have a moment. By the way, my girlfriend fell down, lost her wallet and her phone within 30 seconds this weekend.
Yeah.
Like, we were texting them to meet up, and then it just went dark. So yeah, she could have used this, too. But like I said, all you know, because you typically have everything in your phone nowadays. You just need a little bit of cash and maybe your ID. And that will not get lost or misplaced.
Cool. You can find that on the website. Just look up kiss951.com or just download the app. It's easier. Download the Kiss95.1 app.
And they come in fun patterns and colors.
Yeah, they do look pretty cool.
All right. Thank you, Loren. We need to get back to more Loren. We all need a little more Loren in our lives.
Oh,
yes.
Boy.
This is a phone slam, a prank phone call where Loren calls from a Dash Kardashian
from
store.
From the Dash store in New York, Roy.
That's how annoying it is. You have to hear it coming up less than 10 minutes.
Hey, want to get
Tim Slade, Kiss Traffic.
So our good friend AJ, if you ever want to hang out with him, you could do so at the Boost Mobile. He's going to be in Rock Hill off of Hurlong Avenue at the Boost Mobile from 2 to 4 this Saturday. Stop by for your chance to win some awesome prizes and chat with AJ.
Mm. Always love when Kiss goes down and says hi to the Rock Hillionaires. It's great.
I thought it was Fort Millionaires.
Yeah, and Rock Hillians.
Okay, there we go.
Yeah, there you go. That is this Saturday, 2 to 4 with AJ at Boost Mobile.
Good morning.
Manny, Roy, and Loren. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Phone Slam.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Steve.
Yeah, this is Steve.
Hi, Steve. My name's Tyra. I'm calling from the Dash Store in New York City.
Okay. What can I do for you?
Well, your girlfriend, Missy, she ordered probably 6 or 7 items, and they're coming to the house today, but we can't get a hold of her, and you're her backup contact.
What did she order? Like,
so some of these items are like one of a kind, so it's kind of hard to explain. But Kendall and Kylie, you know, they have this adorable little thing that goes on your bag, and it's a fluffy little dog. So that alone was $150.
Oh my God.
And the
God,
bag
really?
That goes with it is really cute too. I mean, I would die to have this bag, but it's $300. So we can't just leave it on the doorstep, if you know what I mean.
Wait, wait, wait. How much is she spending on a bag?
Oh, well, those were just two of the items. Do you want the grand total?
Yes, please. Tell me how much she spent.
It looks like $1,620.
What? You gotta be kidding me.
I'm not kidding, but they're awesome pieces.
Well, I'm totes not paying for it. So, you know what? You can just go ahead and not deliver it.
Actually, they're already on their way, and they were closeout items, and some of them are one of a kind, so it's not even something that I could refund.
Well, you're going to have to, because I'm not paying for it. I'm not signing for this crap.
Oh my gosh, you remind me of Scott. It's like that time that Scott got mad at Courtney because she bought a whole bunch of stuff. Do you remember that episode of Keeping Up?
Are you living in the real world? This is ridiculous. I'm not paying for this crap.
Who's your favorite Kardashian?
Wow. I don't care what she bought. I'm not signing for it. So if it gets here, you know what? They're just going to have to wait outside. And I don't know.
Well, maybe when is she going to be home? Because maybe we can just deliver it to her. I mean, you're in Charlotte and we're in like New York City, so...
No, no, this is not happening. You can take your crap back. I don't care what it is. We're not having it.
Wow. I mean, I'm sure if she heard the way that you were talking, she would be really upset.
The way I'm talking? Oh, my God. Listen to you talking. God.
Well, I mean,
really
she
annoying.
Obviously really wants these items.
I don't care what she wants, okay? She's not having it. I'll get her something else. That's cheaper. This is ridiculous. $1,600?
No, Steve. Actually, this is the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. You just got phone slammed, and your girlfriend Missy put us up to it. Sorry. She didn't really order $1,600 worth of things.
You guys had me going.
Yeah, I love the way you vocal fried back at Loren. That was awesome, Steve. That is everything.
Coming up next with the Manny, Roy, and Loren Show.
It was totes. Everything.
I like, who's your favorite Kardashian? And he goes, wow.
Really?
And the Dash Store, because the Kardashians own it, everything goes back to it. Like, even Loren goes, you remind me of Scott.
Yeah.
On Keeping Up.
Yeah.
Not even.
We need to bring that character back, and you need to do everything. Like, you're so like when Bruce transitioned to Caitlyn. You know what I mean? Like, everything
yeah,
has
everything
to be.
Goes
yeah, yeah.
back to it.
Awesome. Hey, think about this question, you guys. Why didn't you tip? Where were you? What happened? And why didn't you tip? The reason we're asking is someone we know is a pizza delivery guy, and he delivered pizza and didn't get tipped and doesn't know why. So I said, hey, well, we'll ask and find out the reasons why people don't tip.
Sure.
All right, we'll do it in just a little over 10 minutes.
Charlotte's Morning Show.
$1,000. Spring break. I know some schools are closed this week. If you're in college, maybe you're still going on spring break, you could get some money. to go have a good time with the $1,000 Kiss Cash Code. Listen today at 11 o'clock. That's your next chance to win. 11 a.m. for the Kiss Cash Code.
Let's ask you guys something. Loren, have you ever been in a position where you were either at a restaurant or maybe you had pizza delivered or in some instance where you didn't tip because you weren't happy with the performance?
So here's my deal. Because I was a server, I know sometimes servers have a hard time. They get in the weeds. It's a tough job. So even if I've had the worst experience, now I've come close a couple times to not tipping at all, but I've never left nothing. I'll do like, if I've had the worst experience of my life, I'll leave like 10%, but I'll still leave something.
That's not bad though. I mean, people have gotten worse.
Yeah. I just, because I've personally been in that position, I know how hard that job is.
We have a friend who delivers pizza, and he posted a picture on his Facebook page of the receipt after the delivery was made, and in the tip it says zero.
Ooh.
And then it also says zero in total amount, which, I mean, the total amount is
1656, yeah, whatever it was.
What, did Pearl sign that thing?
You have to pay. But he doesn't know why. He doesn't know what he did wrong. So I said, well, let's ask, you know, and find out why people didn't tip. Because I'm in the same boat as you, and I think, Roy, you're probably the same. Although, Roy, there was that one time at draft.
Oh, yeah, he didn't tip. And we
heard about it. My buddy was supposed to tip.
Yeah.
It made it back to the radio station.
But it is a big deal when you don't.
Of course.
It's such a big deal. I can only count on my hands how many times I've not left a tip. One of them was because the waitress stole money. The waitress stole cash back.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. And so since she didn't give me the right change, I was like,
she already took her tip out.
Yeah. And then the other time, I remember I was at a restaurant and I saw the girl on the balcony smoking. And then she came in and did not wash her hands and came and refilled my drink and was like, oh, hey, I'm going to get your food. It's coming right out. And I'm like, oh, I don't want it.
Can I speak to your manager, please?
Why didn't you leave a tip? 704-570-9595. What is the deal? Because I think it's okay, too, if you tell the person why. Because then at least the person serving you has an idea.
Yeah, but I don't know if you take that into your own hands. I think you ask for a manager.
This is Isaiah in the Gas House, Gastonia. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
What's going on, guys? How are y'all?
Hey, bud. So did you ever leave a zero tip?
I actually left it blank. I wasn't even thinking about it. I was just wanting my pizza. They delivered it, and I got it. I signed the receipt and sent them on this way. I got a call 30 minutes later, and I guess it was the manager or owner or something. He said, hey, it's customary that you tip your deliverers because that's how they make their money. And it's just kind of, I guess he was just calling me rude for not doing it. And I was like, oh, I just didn't think about it. I'm sorry. And,
so did they fill it in for you?
I don't know. No. Well, I guess it was no, not because it was the same charge on my card, so
what
I guess they couldn't.
What a bold move,
yeah,
man.
I love that kind of a manager, though, Roy. Yeah.
I don't. I think that's rude.
But maybe he was calling to see if anything was wrong. Like, did he do something wrong that you didn't tip, and it came off as a...
Yeah, but even if a manager shouldn't say it's customary for you to tip, it's not... I mean, sure, that's the polite thing to do.
That's exactly what customary is, though. Customary isn't mandatory. Customary is like, hey, the customer is that you tip the person. Thanks, Isaiah.
I still don't get that.
I think he was probably digging to see if the guy did anything wrong. But, you know, a lot of times if you leave it blank at a bar, they'll fill it in for you.
Oh,
and
really?
And sometimes they'll upcharge you. Like, if you would typically leave 15%, they might charge you 20%.
I actually have, there's a bar up in Uptown that I now pay in cash because they've gone in and changed my tip thing.
Well, you're supposed to put a line through it if you're not going to tip them. Or you tip cash. That's the other thing, too.
Well, and I write cash into that tip line.
That's what you're supposed to do. Why didn't you tip? What were the reasons? 704-570-9595 or at the MRL show?
This is Kristen in Salisbury. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Rent Show.
Hi. I had some of the worst service ever, and I had my kids there, and it was terrible. And me and my husband were like, you know what? We could make a point and not give her any money at all. It was around the holidays, but our bill was like $60, and we gave her a $30 tip.
Whoa.
And we said, you know what? Everybody has a bad day.
Yeah.
I hope this brightens your day up, and I hope that your service gets better.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, that was a cool move, a cool way to do it.
And that's the reason why we started this is because a friend of ours delivers pizza, and he just got zero in the tip and never. And he's like, what did I do wrong? At least tell me. I wasn't late. I was courteous.
Maybe he just wasn't aware. Lauren reached out to us on Twitter and said, if I go to Sonic and they aren't on skates, I will not tip. I would like an element of danger with my food.
Oh, man. Melanie and Rock Hill, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Ren Show.
Hey, guys.
So hi, Melanie. You did not tip a waitress.
Yeah. Okay, so this was years ago. It was my 20th birthday. I'm 26 now. But my boyfriend I had at the time was turning 21. His birthday was the day before mine. So the day of my birthday, we go out to dinner, and we went to this really quiet restaurant or whatever. And he, you know, showed her ID because he was getting a beer. And she's like, oh, yesterday was your birthday or whatever. And then I was like, yeah, and today's mine. She goes, oh. And just kind of like deliberately ignored me the rest of the night while we were eating, and I couldn't even get a refill from her. Ooh. She kept turning her back to me and having conversations with my boyfriend, and I would be like, so, like, you're just going to flirt with my boyfriend in front of me?
No way.
And so we were, like, pretty much the only people in there, so I was getting really angry about it because I'm like, it's my birthday, and you're, like, paying attention to my boyfriend, so I was paying the bill that night because I paid for he paid for mine on his birthday the other day.
Okay.
The day before.
Well, thank you, Melanie, for sharing. And your phone makes our voices sound really cool.
I know, that was really weird.
You know, I was a server at Country Cooking, and right. I will never forget the day because I worked with my sister. She was a server too. She had the best section, so she was really busy. She had a lot more tables than me, and she was so way behind. And she went to go clean a table, and they didn't leave her a tip. And I saw her, she bursted into tears.
Aww.
Like, it was like the breaking point of the night. Ugh. I mean, she's dropped plates, she's spilled. I mean, it was just a bad night. And I got to tell you, her five other tables left great tips.
Oh, good.
They left amazing, like $20 tips.
That's an Oscar award winning performance.
So if you're ever not getting good tips, just bust out crying. That's the move.
We'll take some more phone calls. Our lines are lit. Why didn't you leave a tip? Kara in Gastonia saw the waitress do something disgusting and didn't tip based on it. We'll get to that in 3 minutes on the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show. Yeah. 11 a.m. Hopefully you are aware that at 11 a.m. this morning, Kiss 95.1 is giving you a chance to win $1,000. It's called the $1,000 Kiss Cash Code. It's so simple. You listen for the code word. Lauren gives it to you, and then she gives you the number to text. And when you text it, you wait for the phone call.
Ooh.
And if you win, we will call you back and say, hey, congratulations. Who do we make the check out to?
Mm-hmm.
We do it at 8, 11, 1, 4, and 6 every single day here on Kiss 95.1, Charlotte's number one for hit music.
So why didn't you tip? That's what we want to know. At 704-570-9595. You can also tweet at the MRL show. This is all because of someone in our radio family posted up on Facebook that he's a pizza delivery guy, and he knows that someone put zero for the tip.
Right, and doesn't know why.
Yeah.
However, Shannon in Lincolnton has a reason why maybe he didn't tip.
Go ahead, Shannon. Welcome to the Manny, Roy, and the Ren Show.
Hey. Well, we order pizza out a lot, and I do know a lot of the pizza places charge you delivery regardless.
There's already a fee, like a $3 delivery fee. Mm-hmm. Yes, that is true.
But they tell you that doesn't go to the driver.
And they don't tell us that on the phone.
Do you ask on the phone, like, is delivery included in that?
Well, no, because I'm good at math, and my total did not come up. It came up way too much higher. So I was like, okay, why is it this much? And that's when they told me that delivery is also included. So I'm like, okay, cool.
So get that. Yeah, that's the move they do now. They charge you a delivery fee, but that still doesn't go to. But that still doesn't go to the driver. They just pocket that money for themselves.
Really? That doesn't go to like the driver's gas or anything like that.
It may go to a part of a salary, but it doesn't go. It's not like it's not a tip. Huh. It's not a tip.
No. Cash is the best thing for servers, whether they're a pizza server 100%. or in the in the restaurant, because that goes right in their pocket.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks, Shannon. All right, Kara in Gastonia. Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks so much for taking a minute to call the Manny, Roy, and Lauren Show. We sure appreciate it.
Well, I love y'all's show. I watch it. I listen every morning. I actually have y'all on podcast, too.
Oh, aww. Fantastic. We love it, Kara.
Golf clap.
And you can also watch us on Facebook Live starting at 7. We have cameras up in the studio, and you can if you even want to walk down that road, see what we look like. But listen, you watched something really disgusting.
Yes.
From a waitress. What happened?
It was family tradition. We always take whoever's birthday it is out wherever they want to go. A sister of mine decided she wanted to go to Golden Corral. We go to Golden Corral, and we're sitting down eating. And I'm looking for our waitress where I see her. She's back behind the little booth thingy.
Uh-huh.
She sneezed in her hand, ooh, grabbed the tea pitcher, walked over to our table, and grabbed my teacup by the top of the cup.
And
I was like, nope, you're done.
Did you say something to her?
Yeah, I told her. I was like, get me a new cup and kiss your tip goodbye.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
Yeah. Actually, I like called the manager over and I was like, look, bad hygiene, big problem.
Yeah.
Basic rule. I mean, I'm teaching my 4-year-old, you know, to sneeze into his sleeve, not even his hands. Because
you'll sneeze into your, like, oh God, like sneeze into your elbow or something.
Exactly. Mm. Yep.
Or go wash your hands afterwards. That is a novel idea.
Yeah. That whole hand washing thing, that's only been around for a hot minute. Julian Charlotte, welcome to the Mandy Roy and the Rand Show.
Good morning, guys.
Good morning. Did you ever not tip your waitress?
I've only ever done this once, but I went to a local Irish club in downtown Charlotte, and I had ordered a ton of food. I was starving. It was the afternoon. I ordered a shareable plate for my table. I had ordered a starter and had ordered a meal. Mm-hmm. And I had seen the same meals go out to all the other tables around me, and I pulled my waiter aside eventually. I was like, because they had ordered way after me. I was like, is there any way I can get my starter before the rest of my meal? And he literally swore at me. He goes, oh, honey, if you wanted that, you should have told me beforehand. The kitchen's already fired up. It's going to come out when it comes out. And I'm like, are you kidding me? So he left, and then he came back, and he goes, I ain't trying to beep at you. And I was like, nope, done.
Ooh.
So not only did he catch an attitude, but then he used profanity with you.
The bad word.
Yes. And I grabbed his manager, and his manager said, well, did he really say that? I said, yeah, ask any of the 12 people that are at this table.
Yeah. I mean, why would you make that up, number one?
Yeah.
You know, and I've noticed, Julia, thank you, by the way, for sharing your story. I've noticed that at a lot of these new trendy restaurants, the tapas restaurants, all that stuff, it comes out as it's made, and I hate that.
We went to a place on Friday like that in Fort Lauderdale.
Yeah, and I was upset. Do you remember? Because I ordered, pork belly sliders? Right. And she ordered something huge like a squid or an octopus.
I did.
Something that took a little longer to cook.
Hers comes out before mine. When they bring mine, it's only 2 sliders. I'm like, your math isn't even making sense. Mine should have came out first.
And I like that they do this. Like, they did this to us. They said, everything's going to come out as it's made. Is that okay? So if I would have said, no, that's not okay, would there have been a different outcome? No.
Yeah, I eat pretty quick. Can I enjoy my food with my friends?
Mm.
Is that such a hard concept?
Yeah, it's interesting. The restaurants have their ways of doing things, you know, and the customer kind of has to abide by it. Like, my mom and dad loved this Italian place in Waxhaw, and we went there with the whole family for my mom's birthday,
mm-hmm.
like 8 of us. And when we got drinks, everything was great. My parents had been there before, and it just took an hour for us to get our food. Turns out they were 2 chefs down. They're not going to tell you that because you're going to walk. The owner comes out and apologizes to my mom and dad and says, we're 2 chefs down. My mom's like, well, you could have told us on the front end. And there's somewhat some truth to that because we just sat there wondering what the heck was going on.
Right.
And if we knew that they were 2 chefs down, we wouldn't have been, you know, hey, bring us appetizers, more vino.
Sure.
You know.
Did they pick up like a round of drinks
or
anything?
I think they got dessert. I don't know. My brother and I had to leave because it was so late. You know, we had school the next day and work. Hector in Huntersville, Roy and Loren, wants to stick up for all the pizza people. Hector?
Hey, how are you doing, guys?
Hey.
Good.
Now, you're a manager at a pizzeria. Go ahead and speak up for all the drivers.
All right, here's the thing. We do not ask for tip because that is rude. We already know that there's people that are non-tippers. It's just going to happen.
Yeah.
You can't avoid it at all. But the delivery fee, like half of it, some people charge $2, $2.50, something like that. Half of it goes to the driver, which is $1.25. That's their tip.
Ooh.
For every delivery, and they get paid hourly.
Mm-hmm.
And then the other half goes to insurance purposes.
Insurance.
Interesting.
Yeah, for the driver. Now, that way they're on the road. They have to have insurance.
And is that pretty customary for all the pizza chains? Is that how it works?
I've been here for 2 years at this pizza place. I have not worked anywhere else, but that's how it works with us. I work for Jet's Pizza.
Okay. Oh, we love Jet's. You guys have, by the way, great the golden crust. That's cool stuff. Okay.
All right. Yeah, so your logo's awesome. We already know that there's people that are non-tippers. That's how it works. You can't really avoid it.
So are they company cars then? Like, why does the company get the insurance money? I thought pizza drivers use their own vehicles.
You have to use your own vehicle, but our insurance covers them when they're on the clock.
Really?
Okay.
That makes sense.
Yeah. I just didn't know. I mean, I would think if you had your own car, your own insurance would be...
No, your insurance won't cover it if you work as a delivery driver.
But at the bare minimum, they're at least getting $1.
$1.25, yeah. And here's the thing, though. Jet's Pizza has a longer distance range, so we go up to 9 miles.
Okay,
so
now...
Imagine going 9 miles for $1.25. That's how.
I got more questions, Hector.
Yeah, how's this interview going so far, Hector? You think Billy's going to get hired at the end of this?
I got more questions for you.
All right.
So now, a waitress or a waiter, because I used to be one, we got paid like $2.13 an hour, like $2 an hour. Do you guys pay delivery drivers like a normal minimum wage?
They have a normal minimum wage, and it's going to start changing once they go on the road and once they're inside of the store.
Okay. And do they have all the free pizza they want?
That's not how it works, man.
We
do feed them on their shift, and they just get employee discount when they're not on the shift.
Okay.
All right, so lesson to the wise, tip your drivers.
Yep, nominate me governor, pizza people, and I will see to it that your wages go beyond minimum.
Yeah!
All right, thanks, Hector. Have a great day. Thanks for getting us squared away on everything and listening to the Manny, Roy, and Lorenz show inside the Jet's Pizza Place.
Yeah.
I love walking into an establishment and hearing ourselves, whether it's a commercial, us talking about the show, a clip of the show.
And like Subway chain. There's like a guy who owns like Subway chains, and he always has us on.
Mm,
How cool is that?
So do the ABC liquor stores.
Oh, that's where. You know why? It's because I'm there every weekend.
That's why.
Check, mic check, 1, 2.
This is the Manny.
BarCharlotte.com. Kiss 95 went to Lexa, and I love me some John Mayer. And if you do too, you can actually win your way into his concert tonight and all week. Just call and win the ticks at 6 tonight with AJ. And if you want to win $1,000, make sure that you're listening at 11 o'clock for your next $1,000 Kiss Cash code word. It's a word that pays every day on Kiss 95.1.
WNKS Charlotte, a Beasley Media Group station, home of the main.
Charlotte's number one for new music.
Major respect to Selena Gomez for the new tattoo she got. It's up at kiss951.com. Go check it out. I actually have the same tattoo as well. She's new with Kygo. It Ain't Me's on Kiss. Charlotte's number one hit music station has the boys who are leading the Billboard Awards. The Chainsmokers of Paris is on Kiss 95.1. Bruno Mars, That's What I Like, is on Kiss 95.1.
I got a condo in
5.1.
Here's another hit song off his new album, Dubai. Let's be real, every song's a hit song. Ed Sheeran, Castle on the Hill, it's new on Kiss 95.1.
When I was 6.
Kiss 95.1 has Clean Bin and Sean Paul. Here's Rockabye.
Clean Bin.
Kiss 95.1 is putting $1,000 in your pocket. Yes, $1,000. Coming up in 10 minutes, do not miss your next $1,000 Kiss Cash code word. Right now, here's Shawn Mendes with Mercy on Kiss.
Those VIP tables, visit candybarcharlotte.com.
Kiss 95.1 is Charlotte's number one hit music station, and Charlotte's number one quarterback wants your help. So Cam Newton is hosting his third annual charity weekend, and if you want to be part of it, check out cam1newton.com. You can find out all the details. And this Thursday, go ahead and head out to a live after 5. It's the biggest after work party in the Epicenter, and don't forget, it's going to happen every single Thursday. Right now, here's Machine Gun Kelly and Camila Cabello at Bad Things on Kiss 95.1.